for a chat about being calm. In this fractious and at the moment changeable world we live in, it's so important to try to be calm, even when you feel totally overwhelmed. Back in the early days of the lockdown, when it was even more uncertain and life felt so out of sync, it was hard, in my opinion, to be calm. There was so much information, a great deal of varying theories and much scaredness around. Now that things appear to be improving a little from that perspective, life can sort of resume, just in a different way than it was before. It's certainly not like it was before, is it? Now we have face coverings, social distancing, changes in shopping practices, increased hygiene regimes, to name just a few. The world is not as comfortable to live in as it was before. We must still remain vigilant and take care of ourselves and be aware of those around us. So with all of this going on, do you feel calm? If you do, that's brilliant. The key thing is to be aware of your feelings and acknowledging when you're feeling less calm. Being aware of your feelings and emotions is a personal thing, isn't it? We're all very unique and very different from each other. Calmness is such a personal and individual thing, so go for whatever self-calming thing works for you. What brings you serenity and calmness? Here are six things you can try to do that may help you regain your calm or indeed keep it for longer. Being outside in nature is something I always consider first. There's nothing better, in my opinion, than going for what I call a sensory bath out in nature. It can encourage calmness to come your way and help to expel whatever stresses you might be feeling at the time. Take yourself to a quiet spot away from external human noises, transport noises, things like that. Sit and contemplate a while. Take off your shoes if you feel comfortable doing that. Then take a sensory bath. Listen to the sounds of nature. See the colours and breadth of fauna and flora. Smell the outdoor fresh smells around you. Touch the ground beneath you. How does it feel just sitting there absorbing the power of the natural world? The second thing you can do is be creative. We're talking about creativity and what it can do for you in another part of today's podcast. It's something that you can do to zone out, and it certainly helps you to feel in a better state of calmness. The third thing you can do is laugh a lot. Yes, I know you may be thinking, what on earth is she going on about? Laughing has been scientifically proved to be a way to encourage calmness. It enables you to take stock of where you are there and then, and then move forward with some clarity on your situation at the time. So why not make a big space in your life to allow for some laughing? Discover what makes you laugh and stay with it. You don't even need an audience, do you? The fourth thing you can do is take up a calmness practice. A lot of people I know swear by Tai Chi, yoga or sound baths to enable calmness to stay with them longer. Personally, I prefer the sound bath. Calmness practices, such as I mentioned, enable you to get in touch with your inner self and your feelings, be more aware of your surroundings, and also feel where your body is holding the tension. And that allows you to recognise when you need to regain your calm. And then you can do something about it. The fifth thing you can do is breathing consciously. It's such a great thing to help you in times of need, as focusing on your breathing helps you to be more calmer and reduces tension in your body. There are many ways to do this. If you look on the internet, there are loads of them. But my favourite is this one. All you need to do is to close your eyes. Take a deep full breath, hold it for about 4 seconds, and then slowly exhale. Do this a few times, whatever suits you personally. Concentrate on your breathing and try to give your total attention to it during the exercise. And finally, number six, do something you love. Have some me time. Something that occupies your time and diverts you away from a specific issue troubling you is also a good way to be calmer. This could be absolutely anything from a nice hot bath to a bit of me time, a long chat over tea and cake with a good friend, Who knows? Just enjoy the change to your life and embrace the calmness. I will finish up with a short saying about calmness. It's by St. Francis de Sales. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Great words, I say. Coming up in the next segment will be creativity and how it helps your physical and mental well-being.